Hey, welcome. If your home school is feeling a bit wobbly this week, or if it has been feeling kind of wobbly, like you started strong, now routines are slipping, don't stress. Today's live is all about pausing to reflect before you charge into the next week. It's not about judgment or perfection. It's about running a little experiment, gathering data, and then asking what happened and what can we learn from it. So let's do a quick recap from the past 2 weeks. So this is week three of the homeschool challenge. Week one, we got organized. We decided what we wanted to accomplish in the 12 weeks. You've likely got four subjects going. Or thinking about, okay, this is how we would do it. If you are here for the challenge and planning for the fall, fabulous. So 12 weeks, it's long enough that we can see results. It's short enough that we can adjust. So when life changes, we can make some changes. And it's this perfect container for experimentation and actually accomplishing things and moving forward. So your tween is going to start to feel more confident as they are leaning into becoming an independent learner. Last week, we talked about when. So we talked about using anchor times like meals and snacks and bedtime to create structure without this rigid minute-by-minute kind of schedule. It gives your tweens some rhythm to the day so they can build their independence without being micromanaged. And it means that you're not nagging, you're not after them all the time. When are you going to finish your math? When are you going to write that essay? Whatever it is, no more of that. We're working on a rhythm that will allow your tween to have more independence as they move forward. And it's all under this Spark framework. So we want to simplify your focus, which is what we did in week one. Prioritize what matters. That is also part of what we did in week one, and then we were building out part of that framework, like when were we going to get that work done? Assess what's working. That's what we're going to talk about today. Then we want to realign the routine and keep going. So that is kind of our framework moving forward. This week, all about reflection. So here's the thing. Most tweens, they don't want to reflect. They just want to keep going. They just want to do the thing, get the thing done. So here's how you help them buy into this idea of reflecting. Tell them that it's an experiment. So, we're trying to get an essay written over the next 12 weeks, three essays written, four essays, whatever it is, language arts, we're trying to do this math, we have this social studies, whatever the subjects are that you're working on. It's an experiment. How can we get What do we need to do to get this work done? It's also a chance for them to figure out how can I get what I want? And for your tween, that might mean how can I spend less time on book work so I can do more time doing the things that I love? And so as we pause and reflect, it's personal. What did I do last week? How long did it take? Did I get the outcome that I wanted? Did I get more outside time? Did I get more time to play with Lego, to play the video game, whatever it is that they want to do? And what could I do differently this coming week to actually get what I want? So it's this the start of this self-perpetuating learning cycle. So less nagging for you, more ownership for them. And the whole challenge is this great time to work on growth mindset. We're not just talking about, okay, just try harder. Maybe if you try harder, you'll get the work done. What does try harder even mean? How can we ask our kids to try harder? But what about if we said, let's do an experiment? What do you hypothesize is going to be the amount of time or the best way for you to accomplish the task this week? Make your best guess. How do you think you're going to do it? Let them or invite them into this process. I learned this concept from Nick Peterson. It's called engaging the field. And it means you don't just try to think your way to this perfect plan. You try something, you see what happens, and then you adjust. And that's exactly what we're going to do. So instead of saying, oh, you failed, go do better, it becomes like, okay, you tried working on your math at the kitchen table in the morning for 90 minutes. That was not successful. It was really hard to get it done. Okay, so now let's tweak that. So if you are talking to your tween, say you want more time to ride your bike, which means you're going to need to get this done, whatever this is, that chunk of schoolwork that has been set aside for that week. Okay, so let's figure out how can you get it done so you can spend more time doing the thing that you want. This isn't just about learning math or grammar or writing or spelling or any of those things. It's about how to make life work. This is how life works, right? We try something, we see, can we be efficient so we can get the things done that we want? We have laundry to do, how can we do it more efficiently so we can spend more time chatting with our friend, having a cup of tea, reading a book, whatever. We do the same thing. Now we are helping our kids learn how to do that. So if you have not yet signed up for the 12-week challenge, there is still time. You'll see the link in the comments below. I send out a weekly email on Wednesdays offering some support, and you'll also get the week 3 guide that is all about guiding this reflection. You can print it out for your tween so they can go ahead and reflect. Okay, what do I want to get done? Or what happened last week? How can I make it better this week? And this can be an ongoing conversation, not just now, but as you move forward throughout your homeschooling. All right. Thank you for joining me this week. Again, if you haven't signed up, go look for that link in the comments, sign up for the challenge, and I will see you next week.